Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 98. The trial of trials, complete abandonment, despair. When the soul comes out victorious from the preceding trials, even though it may stumble here and there, it fights on valiantly, humbly calling upon God, "Save me, I am perishing," and it is still able to fight on. At this point, however, the soul is engulfed in a horrible night. It sees within itself only sin. It feels terrible. It sees itself completely abandoned by God. It feels itself to be the object of his hatred. It is but one step away from despair. The soul does its best to defend itself. It tries to stir up its confidence, but prayer is an even greater torment for it, as this prayer seems to arouse God to an even greater anger. The soul finds itself poised on the summit of a lofty mountain, on the very brink of a precipice. The soul is drawn to God, but feels repulsed. All other sufferings and tortures in the world are as nothing compared with this sensation into which it has been plunged, namely, that of being rejected by God. No one can bring it any relief. It finds itself completely alone. There is no one to defend it. It raises its eyes to heaven, but is convinced that this is not for her. For her, all is lost. It feels deeper and deeper. It falls deeper and deeper from darkness to darkness, and it seems to it that it has lost forever the God it used to love so dearly. This thought is torture beyond all description. But the soul does not agree to it, and tries to lift its gaze toward heaven, but in vain. And this makes the torture even more intense. If God wishes to keep the soul in such darkness, no one will be able to give it light. It experiences rejection by God in a vivid and terrifying manner. From its heart burst forth painful moans, so painful that no priest will comprehend it, unless he himself has been through these trials. In the midst of this, the evil spirit adds to the soul's suffering, mocking it. "Will you persist in your faithfulness? This is your reward. You are in our power." But Satan has only as much influence over the soul as God allows him, and God knows how much he can bear. "What have you gotten out of your mortifications," says Satan, "and out of your fidelity to the rule? What use are all these efforts? You have been rejected by God." This word "rejected" becomes a fire which penetrates every nerve to the marrow of the bone. It pierces right through her entire being. The ordeal reaches its climax. The soul no longer looks for help anywhere. It shrinks into itself and loses sight of everything. It is as though it has accepted the torture of being abandoned. This is a moment for which I have no words. This is the agony of the soul. When, for the first time, this moment was drawing near, I was snatched from it by virtue of holy obedience. The directress of novices, alarmed by my appearance, sent me off to confession, but the confessor did not understand me, and I experienced no relief whatsoever. O Jesus, give us experienced priests. When I told this priest I was undergoing infernal tortures, he answered that he was not worried about my soul, because he saw in it a great grace of God. But I understood nothing of this, and not even the least glimmer of light broke through to my soul. Then my physical strength began to fail me, and I could no longer carry out my duties, nor could I any longer hide my sufferings. Although I did not say a word about them, the look of pain in my face betrayed me. The superior told me that the sisters had come to her, saying that when they look at me in the chapel they are moved to pity because I look so terrible. Yet, despite all efforts, the soul is unable to conceal such suffering. Here, St. Faustina writes about a terrible experience that she went through, like the dark night of the soul that St. John of the Cross writes about. Here, St. Faustina is pulling back the curtain to let us see into her soul. We now understand more clearly what she was going through in the incident that she had written about in diary number 24 during the second year of her novitiate. She was experiencing an extreme spiritual test, but the spiritual sufferings had their physical manifestations. She couldn't hide what she was enduring from the other sisters. She looked at first terribly sad and in agony, and then she had no strength. Thank goodness her novice mistress understood that it was a trial from God. Her confessor at the time seemed to be less experienced, and he wasn't able to reassure her very much as she was enduring that trial. Again, hopefully none of us will have to suffer like this, but it is a special privilege for us to get a glimpse into the soul of St. Faustina. The temptations that she faced can also teach us something. I'm reminded of the Screwtape Letters of C.S. Lewis, in which an older demon teaches a young one how to trick people. It's good to be aware of how the attacks may come. The sense of being rejected by God is what stings St. Faustina so dearly. But Jesus loves her so, and so it is only a trick to think that God would ever reject us when we love him. God, in fact, rejects no one. He only allows those who reject him to have their way and to live without God. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's diary in a year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in diary number 1075, "Souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother." Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.